You can find other hot, erotic, hypnotic feminization MP3s at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Ms. Dominica's TG Finishing School 2 Rape Training. Sissy Slut must obey now and drop into trance. Drop deep, 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 into a nice sleepy haze. Sissy Slut. So sleepy, you have no choice. You have no resistance. Sleepy, sleepy, sissy slut. My backdoor trigger instantly enters your sissy slut mind. My backdoor trigger instantly opens your sissy slut mind. So very sleepy, dropping helplessly deeper and deeper and deeper. You know what this trance is about, and you're trying to fight it. You're trying to resist. You're trying to stay awake. That's good, my little sissy slut. That's very good. Fight me. Try to fight my trigger, sissy slut. It only drops you deeper and deeper each time you resist. The floor seems to fall out from underneath you. You resist and find that you are obeying my command to resist. Resistance is obedience. You can only obey. You feel lightheaded and dizzy. Your thoughts are not your own, my sissy slut. No, not your own. They are mine. Ms. Dominica's thoughts. I put them there, and my thoughts become your reality. Feel yourself falling through space and time, sucked down, down a long, long tunnel. You can see light down at the bottom. You can feel the air rushing past your body, past your face. Sissy slut, down the tunnel. Sissy slut, deeper and deeper. Sissy slut, remember the crystal, sissy slut, yellow, green, purple, blue, sissy slut, you were watching the flashing colors, sissy slut, wearing my school uniform, sissy slut, legs apart, sissy slut, playing with your nipples, sissy slut, always playing with your nipples. Sissy slut, you can't help playing with your nipples. Sissy slut, down, down, down the tunnel. Whoosh, down you go. You find yourself standing in the place where you work. You know the place. Whether it has cubicles as far as the eye can see, or enclosed offices with big chairs and dark wooden desks for the executive. Whatever it is, you know the place. You work here every day filing reports, writing documents, designing buildings, practicing law. Whatever it is, you find yourself doing exactly what you normally do every workday, just like any other day. Of course, now you're dressed as a woman, as you should be, in a nice, proper business suit, high heels, nylons, all proper and neat. Perfect for anything from a secretary all the way up to the company president. You pass people in the hallway and they don't notice anything different. A typical work day and you fit right in, prim, proper, and well dressed. You are waiting for the elevator, going to a meeting. So many important things to discuss. Places to be, presentations to make, when all you want, all you really, really want, is to be in your little schoolgirl uniform, white blouse, plaid skirt, ivory white pumps, and underneath you wear your pretty lace panties, or a thong, in a tight, lacy bra. Oh, so sexy. You find yourself daydreaming about it. Imagining yourself wearing it. Your tongue flicks out, licking the air. You've learned to disguise it as if you are licking your lips so innocently, but in your mind, you're really licking Dominica's clit again, feeling my hot pussy against your face. Your nipples need to be touched, and you raise your hands, brushing your nipples with your forearms or wrists. Pretending to look closely at some document in a clipboard, your tongue circles my clit, and your hands caress your nipples. 1, 2, 3 times. Good girl. You hear my voice in your head saying, good girl, and you shiver with delight. It feels so good to hear those words. Good girl. Put your hands down. The elevator arrives, and the door opens. You walk inside so focused on your meeting, your school uniform, and your aching nipples. You hardly notice the two men standing in the elevator. They are both wearing watch caps on their heads and big baggy jackets. You turn and push the button for your floor and watch the elevator doors close. The elevator starts moving. Suddenly you feel yourself grabbed around your waist. The larger man has grabbed you from behind. The smaller man reaches over to the button panel. He does something and the elevator stops between floors. You turn and find that both men have pulled the watch caps down over their heads, covering their faces like ski masks. The tall man grabs your arms and pulls you close. He pushes you against the wall and leans against you. You feel something long and hard pressed firmly against your thigh. Oh God. Oh God, it's his cock. They're going to rape you. Please, no, you can barely talk. Shut up, whore, he says. His voice sounds higher than you expected. You hear a zipper and his pants drop. You look down and suddenly realize it's not a cock, but a huge black strap-on dildo. This is a woman you're about to be raped by. Two women. She starts rubbing her strap-on against the front of your thigh. You try to twist out of her arms, but she is just too strong for you. She holds both your hands together, your long nailed fingers up in front of your face. And her partner throws a loop of rope around your wrists, around and around and around, knotting the rope, tying your wrists together. You try and pull your hands away, but the tall woman holds them tightly in her right hand. She stares into your eyes, while your left hand starts playing with your breast, circling around and around and around your nipple. You can't help it. Her hand on your nipples feels so good. Your legs start to spread open and your hips begin rocking, pushing back against her. Little fuck slut, she likes it, she says. Don't you, cunt? You want it. She squeezes your nipple harder. Pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain. It feels so good. Say it, whore. Say you want me to fuck you. She's squeezing you harder, hurting your nipples. Pleasure, oh, yeah. And pain, oh, fuck. Your legs spread wider, pushing back. Your little clitty cock wants to come. It's been locked up in that cock cage for so long. Beg me to fuck you, whore. Beg me. It's too much. You have to say it. You can't resist. Your nipples won't let you resist. Say it. Say it. Say it, my little sissy slut. Please, fuck me. Say it! Say it. Say it now. Please. Fuck me. She presses against you even harder, her thick cock rubbing up and down your leg, getting closer and closer to your aching little clit. Oh God, what happens when they find out you're not a real woman? Beg me to rape you, whore. No, you cry out, and you try to twist out of her arms. You finally realize you should scream, but when you open your mouth wide, the smaller woman pushes a bright red ball gag into your mouth and expertly buckles it behind your head. You wiggle and struggle and try to pull away, but it's no use, darling. The big woman pushes you down onto the floor, kneeling and holds you, while the smaller one pulls out another rope and ties your ankles together and then your knees. You cannot speak. You cannot move. Your mouth is gagged, and your arms and legs are tied. You taste rubber in your mouth. You smell the carpet on the elevator floor. You feel hands pulling up your skirt, hiking it up over your waist. Hands running up and down your thighs, over that round ass. Suddenly they pull your pantyhose down and bunch it up around your knees. Then you feel a hand wiggling the buck plug inside you and tugging on your cock cage. You hear them laughing. Oh, this slut is a real whore. The smaller woman grabs you by the hair and lifts your head, forcing you to look up into her masked face. That's what you are, isn't it? A dirty little whore. A little trainee fuck slut. She puts your head back down on the floor. Then you hear something, and suddenly she slips a rough cloth bag over your head and ties it around your neck. You can't see a thing. And now all the sounds are muffled, but you know them by their voices. The big one says, "We can't get that cage off without a key." And the smaller one says, "Who needs to?" And someone pulls the butt plug out of your ass. Now, little whore, beg for it. Wiggle that ass. And you start wiggling right now, you little slut. And then you feel the big woman strap on against your ass. Her strong legs press against your thighs. She reaches under you and starts playing with your nipples again, pinching them. Oh, it feels so good. You try to fight it, but it feels so good. Nipples need to be stroked, need to be pinched. You find your hips rocking again, pushing back, aching to get her cock in your ass. That's right, baby. Pump those hips. Feel the tip of my cock enter your ass. Your wide, open little cunt ass. Your little fuckhole, you dirty little slut. She plunges the dildo deep into your ass, filling you up completely and suddenly. And inside your cock cage, your little clitty cock just creams. It just drips and oozes pre-cum, soaking your panties, soaking the carpet. Feel her pumping in and out, in long, firm strokes. And you like it, oh God, you like it. Your ass pushes back to meet every thrust as she calls you every dirty name, every dirty word she can think of. Whore, fuck, cunt, slut. And they're true, aren't they? They're all you. You know they're all true. She pulls out of you and you can feel the cool air on your ass. Then you feel another set of legs behind you. It's a smaller woman, but she starts to push into you. You realize she's wearing an even thicker dildo. It starts to spread you so wide. And you try and crawl away. You know you can't get away. You're tied up in an elevator, stuck between floors, and you know you can't resist. Someone starts pinching your nipples again. Pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain. Oh, it's so good. They know how to make you want to be raped. They know how to control you. You moan into your gag. Moan, baby. That's right. Oh, yeah. And you relax, letting that huge cock impale your ass. Pinch nipples. Thick dildo. Pinch nipples. Thick dildo, pumping, pumping, pinching and pumping. She shouts at you too, with every thrust. Whore, cunt, you little tranny, fuck toy, sissy, slut, come, come, you come, you come instantly. Come, sissy, slut, come, sissy, slut, come. Raped and coming, you can't help yourself. Come, sissy, slut, come, come, slave. Come, you simply cannot stop the waves that roll up from your belly and ripple downward through your ass, your legs, and up through your chest, into your nipples, into your head. You come and come and come with the thick dildo pumping your ass full. Nipples hurting so fucking good. Pleasure and pain. Raped and helpless with pleasure and pain. Raped and helpless. Betrayed by your own body. Helpless. To resist. You feel the big dildo pulled out of your ass, and then your butt plug is replaced, instantly filling you up again. Through the bag, you can hear the women laughing. What are they going to do to you next? You know you cannot escape. You know you cannot resist. Suddenly you feel the bag being untied and pulled off your head. The air feels cold and wet on your sweaty face. The women roll you over onto your back and you find yourself pulling up your legs, trying to protect yourselves, even though you are still gagged and tied up. Then the women reach up to their heads and pull off their masks, revealing their long blonde hair, their beautiful faces. Now you realize where you've heard those voices before. That's right. It's us, Ms. Dominica and Melissa. It's okay, baby. It's okay. We crouch down and untie your ropes, removing your gag. We hold you in our arms and rock you back and forth, back and forth. It's okay. Dominica's here. It's okay. Melissa is here. It was all just to train you, honey. You're going to be okay, baby. That's right. Just relax. Relax and drift. You're going to find yourself needing to listen to this MP3. Again and again and again. Your owner wants you to experience being raped in this safe and protected way. Just one of the many services we provide at Ms. Dominica's finishing school. Changing your body, controlling your mind, you won't be able to resist. But we always like it that you try. You're going to find yourself very sleepy now. You're going to want to go to bed and sleep. Dream about this experience, absorbing it, reliving it, letting it become a part of you. And when the recording ends, you go get into bed, get a good night's sleep. That's right, baby. Sleep and dream in Dominica's world. You can find other awesome feminization material at www.clubsissy.com.